You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back, Ram fans. This is Rams Up, your favorite LA Rams podcast. We are proud members of the Fans First Sports Network. That's fansfirstsports.com. You can also follow us on YouTube. Our channel is at LA Rams Up. I'm your host, Mark. You'll hear from my co-host, Tom, on occasion as well. Hey, we're not Rams insiders. We're just longtime fans who love talking about our Los Angeles Rams. Let's get to it. Hey, welcome back, everybody. Mark from Rams Up here, episode 419 of Rams Up. And we have another mock draft to share with you. This from our own Scott Richmond. He joined me on the YouTube channel, made all the picks. You can view it on the YouTube channel, by the way. I will walk you through all of the selections and share with you Scott's thoughts on each of these players he selected. And he put a little bit of a twist in this, as you will see, keeping the 19th pick, but also trading up. It's costly, but you might like the result, trading back up into the end of the first round. So we'll see how that goes. Actually, we can get into it right now. Scott was dead set on picking Byron Murphy, the defensive tackle. That seems to be one of the more popular players for the Rams. Him and Latu, the edge rusher out of UCLA, seem to be the two most popular players for the Rams at this point. We'll have to see. Hey, both of them could be there. They could both be gone. But in this mock draft, Byron Murphy was there, and so was Latu. Scott dead set on trying to move back up and getting Chop Robinson later in the draft, and that's what he did. Got all the way to Detroit's pick. The 29th pick overall in the draft, Scott gives up the Rams' second-round pick, as well as next year's number two, and we get back that 29th pick, a fifth and sixth rounder, and two fourth-rounders in next year's draft. Something like that. It was a really complex trade, but it was fair. It was actually slightly in the Lions' favor. The Rams come away with the 29th pick overall. The next pick was the Rams' first pick in the third round, number 83 overall. This is how that went down. Okay, so we have a defensive tackle and an edge rusher. We're on the Rams' first pick in the third round, number 83 overall. The top rated players, cornerback Mike Sanristil, running back Trey Benson, offensive tackle Patrick Paul. Is there a position you're interested in, or are we just looking at the top guys available?
There's a specific player. I'm really looking to add some speed. A dynamic playmaker next to Kyron Williams, and that is Jalen Wright. he's about six or seven players down there on the list.
Yep, Tennessee. There he is. So yeah. A running back, 74th overall. Is that your selection?
That's my selection. Reason being is he provides the Rams breakaway speed at the running back position. He pretty much led the nation in yards per carry. Over 50% of his yardage gained was breakaway. It means he'd already completely broken away from the defense on the way to the end zone. And what's most important to me, he's balanced. He can also catch the ball out of the backfield, and he can also pass block. So
those are going to be my two questions.
I was going to say, I was going to take the words out of your mouth. Sean McVay's not going to let him on the field if he can't pass block.
That's exactly what I was going to say. And, you know, there is this running theme in the NFL, especially with, I think, the 49ers and the Rams especially. They both have incredible running backs, but I think they potentially get overused sometimes, especially in the 49ers case. And you got to have a backup plan. You got to have someone that you can, not even so much a backup plan, but, you know, give a running back two or three series in the middle of a game. And the 49ers really are really averse to do that. And the Rams, I think, they should consider rotating running backs in more. They did a little bit, not as much as they should, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think as well as the offensive line is blocking, allowing Williams to get, was it almost 3 to 4 yards upfield before contact? You just think there would be a lot more, you know, home runs hit in the running game. And it's no knock on Williams. I mean, I think he should still be the starter, but it would be nice to bring somebody like Jalen Wright in, who could, you know, on one of those gap running plays, could really has the juice to get it by a linebacker or a safety and take it to the house, or, you know, get 30 to 40 yards where the same play that Williams might run might only get 15 yards before he's caught, you know? So that's what I'm hoping to do with it.
Okay, so we'll make that selection. Had quite the deliberation over the next pick, the 99th pick overall at the end of the third round. This is that comp pick we got for Raheem Morris. We have a safety, Kalen, just the top-rated players, according to this, Kalen Bullock.
Bullock, right.
The safety. Brandon Dorlus, edge out of Oregon. And this is a guy that Paul Walia is pretty adamant that he's actually a defensive tackle, more of an inside guy. Quarterback, Spencer Rattler. Cade Stover, Cedric Van Pran. The edge rusher, Idiza Isaac. And the cornerback, Cam Hart.
I'm kind of thinking cornerback here. I'm looking for a couple of tall cornerbacks to fill out the cornerback room. And possibly a safety. So I'm big on Cam Hart. He's probably the one I'm going to lean towards here due to his size, 6'2". Tested really well at the combine and played really well at the Senior Bowl. But could we take a look at safety and see who's on the board?
Sure. Yeah, Cam Hart is the highest rated cornerback. Kalen Bullock, I think, is the highest rated player on the board. Certainly the highest rated safety. And a bit of a drop-off to Sione Vaki, although I have trouble saying that because Vaki, there's a lot to like about him.
Yes. I'm pretty confident with Cam Hart. I'd like to make that selection at number 99.
Next up was the Rams' 2 fifth-round picks that they owned going into this draft, number 154 and number 155 overall.
Probably going to need more defensive line help. Can we look at the defensive line?
We got Mekhi Wingo, Tyler Davis out of Clemson. There's some good ones here. Then a bit of a drop to Christian Boyd, and then Jordan Jefferson and Gabe Hall. Jefferson and Hall are the two guys we've talked about a lot with Paul Walia, both crazy good in the weight room.
Yes. Hall is one of my favorites. So I think we can wait a couple of picks to go with him. There's also, I would like to add some depth to the nose tackle position. I believe there is a player that's available later in the draft from Florida Atlantic named Evan Anderson. He's a big 6'3", 350-pound nose tackle.
Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he should be available really late.
Yeah, so let's go back to can we take a look at wide receiver? I think with the new rule changes with the kickoffs, I think the Rams might be investing in somebody who can add to that wide receiver room as far as special
returner available. Yeah, I agree. Right now, they're not going to be fair catching 90% of their punts anymore and kickoffs. Yeah. You know, Tutu Atwell could be a solution, maybe one of their backup running backs. Yeah. So what are you thinking here? Is one of these guys fit that bill as a guy that can handle return duties as well?
Yes. Anaya Smith there, third or fourth down, I believe is the best returner, I think, available at this point. So I would like to select Anaya Smith.
And I think he is a guy Paul has talked a little bit about as well. Got that. He is the pick.
Then we got back-to-backs now, right?
155. Yeah, and another one coming up real quickly after that. Let's look at our selections so far. So we have the defensive tackle, Byron Murphy, and the edge rusher, Chop Robinson. And then we have the running back, Jalen Wright, the cornerback, Cam Hart, and the wide receiver, Anaya Smith. And so what we've added is a lot of speed on offense, right? Smith is super fast, isn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I think he runs about a 4.4 40.
And we've added to three levels of our defense. Now, one thing I would consider, I'm just thinking out loud here to help you out. You can do whatever you want. You know, maybe we're thinking an offensive lineman or a linebacker at some point, maybe a safety. But hey, it's your draft. What do you want to do?
Yeah, I do. I'm going to stay away from interior offensive line with what the Rams.
That
are
makes
doing
sense. Yeah, I agree with that.
Behind a lot, and they're using really big guys. Because from what Coach McVay and Les Snead said last year, they pretty much want to erect a wall between Matthew Stafford and the defensive line. So people that are guessing that they should draft a center in the mid range, I just don't know if they'll ever make the roster if it's what they're looking for. So
yeah, it's really frustrating watching some of these national mock drafts. And I mean, I think most of us knew immediately that when they signed Jonah Jackson and re-signed Kevin Dotson, Avila was moving to center. And I saw mock drafts predicting the Rams are going to draft a center. I saw mock drafts that the Rams had to find someone to replace Brian Allen, you know? It's like, some of them are just so out of step with what's going on with the Rams.
Yes.
But I agree. Yeah, I could see tackle. But, but the thing about tackle is, you know, if you're looking for depth and an emergency tackle, you know, that's fine. But I don't know if you're going to find your next starting left or right tackle this deep in the draft. But, hey, you know, they found contributors in the fifth round before, haven't they?
Yes. I may have missed on him. But if we could take a look at tackles, in this range, I really like Christian Jones from Texas, but he might be gone already.
Yes, he is gone.
Going back to 155, I still would be looking for another cornerback or safety. As a matter of fact, let's go ahead and take a look at linebackers. I'm not too sure there's one available that I'm excited about at this point of the draft. I'm looking for a linebacker that's good in coverage that brings more athleticism to the position.
A couple of guys here Paul has liked, but maybe you have a different opinion, and that's fine.
I know he likes Luafau from Notre Dame. I kind of like him. He's a good coverage linebacker. I think there's one that's he's a little bit further down the board. He's from Temple, Jordan McGee. He's very highly rated on PFF, and he's down over in the 200 range, right?
Yeah, I see him here. He's at 248.
Yeah, I'm going to pick him early, but I'm going to wait a pick or two. Can we go back to cornerback?
We got Jerrion Jones, Josh Newton, Chael Smith-Wade.
Perfect. He's exactly the player I want there at the top, Jerrion Jones.
Okay, cornerback out of Florida State.
Yeah.
You know, Florida State is a team I didn't really follow at all. Mm-hmm. I could probably say that about 98% of the college teams, actually. But they have a lot of players popping up on mock drafts, that's for sure.
Yeah, you know, one of the last ones we did, we talked about how we both like his teammate, Renardo Green. And as I was looking at some tape on Renardo Green, I started noticing Jones making plays, and I started reading up on him, and he's actually better in zone coverage than Renardo is. He's got great size. He's 6 foot. He has a decent wingspan. He's a good tackler. And one of the best things about him is when targeted, the quarterback only has a rating of 31. So I'm very excited about that. So Jerrion Jones at 155 is my pick.
Now, a little bit later, Scott made a pretty smart move, I think, trading back up into the fifth round, sensing that we might actually have too many picks after adding 14 players last year. Let's see how this went down. Go ahead.
I just want to trade up and have a better selection because I really don't need to pick another 7 players.
Okay, that's a good approach. You're right, you know, especially after adding, was it 14 rookies last year?
Yes.
So maybe we should make that trade now. If you're not worried about getting a specific player, do you want to see if we can trade it up into the 180s?
I'd like to do that. I'd first like to see if we can get Brennan Jackson on the board at 164.
Okay. Well, that pick is up right now. So is Brendan Jack? He's an edge.
Correct.
And he is still available.
Yes, I'd like to select him at 164.
And when I make that selection, would you like me to immediately pause it and try to trade up into the?
We should be able to trade into the 170 range. Mm-hmm.
Like 171 is the Eagles have 2 picks back to back, 171 and 172. So that might be a good target.
Yeah, let's try to trade at 196 and 201 for 171.
You want to give up 196 and 201?
Yeah, let's try that.
That's accepted. They will accept that.
Perfect.
Okay, so we are at that pick we picked up from the Ingles. Sione Vaki just went. But we have the 171st pick. Let's look at our selections one more time to make sure where mm-hmm. we're at here. We have 2 edge rushers, a running back, a wide receiver, 2 cornerbacks, a defensive lineman. What are you thinking here?
I'd like to look at linebacker and offensive tackle.
Maybe Eichenberg is still there. And 3 guys that Paul has talked extensively about, you already mentioned Liafu, if I'm pronouncing that right, Trevin Wallace and Tyron Hopper. Was it McGee that you liked as well at 248?
Correct.
He'll be available, I would think, for potentially another round, but
yeah.
You never know.
Yeah. How about safety?
James Williams is a thumper safety. Might even end up playing some linebacker, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got Mustafa. Don't know anything about Ketan Oladapu.
I've watched some tape on him, Oregon State. I'd have to say he's pretty close to the kid from Washington State. Evidently, he plays very good downhill, coming down from his safety spot to tackle ball carriers. He's good in coverage. He's good against the run. Though, you know, who I also really like, who's a little bit further down, would be the kid from Ohio State, Josh Proctor. Very similar to Fuller, who also came from Ohio State. We just need some depth there. So looks like I have options there. It's safety. You know what? I really like Oladapo from Oregon State. I'd like to select him.
Yes. I think they like Oladapo, the Oladapo pick, because we haven't selected a safety yet, and that's kind of a need. We are on selection 209, and we have another one at 213 coming up here.
Yeah, I'd like to get that offensive tackle and linebacker going. So can we look and see if our offensive tackles?
Goncalves is gone. We got Rouse, Glover, Driscoll, and Julian Pearl's a guy that I kind of like. He seems to be dropping, if anything. Mm-hmm. And then you want to look at linebacker. Linebacker is
Yeah, I was just going to see, was Greenfield still on the board? I didn't get a chance to see.
Looks like he is gone.
Oh, he is gone. Okay. I do like Walter Roos. I think he's undervalued. He could, somebody that could with a year of development, could take over at right tackle. Glover from Georgia is still there from the small Georgia.
Yes, he is.
He's got more upside, I think. I would like to go with Glover for offensive tackle.
Okay, we add to the offensive line. And now we're back at, we already have another pick, and you had been considering linebacker. Take a quick look there. McGee is there. He's now the fourth rated linebacker.
Yeah, he's definitely the one I want, so. Let's go McGee at 213.
Okay. You know, it's a dilemma. You know, you love a guy, and according to the board, it's early for him. But if you love a player, you better grab him. And I'm not sure what we even have left here. What do we got? We have
two
more picks.
Probably going to save the last one for a kicker. And the other position, maybe a developmental wide receiver. Can we take a look at wide receivers?
Absolutely. Bob Means is still there. Taj Washington out of USC. Isaiah Williams out of Illinois.
Don't like a whole lot of them. I still like the idea of that depth at nose tackle. Evan Anderson. Can we go back and see if he's still on the board?
Oh, he might not be. Which surprises me, but did he get selected somewhere?
He's around 294, I think, is what his rate is.
Oh, yeah, he was selected.
So I'm going to go back to wide receiver. I think there's a receiver that we could stash on the practice squad. If he can't make the 53-man roster, that would be Coker from Holy Cross.
What kind of receiver is he?
He's one of the best route runners. Steve Smith did a special on him, outlined him as one of his favorite wide receivers. I think he fits what the Rams do. I just don't think he's going to see the field until some of the other contracts expire, some of the other players. So I think he might be one of those guys you stash on the practice squad this season.
Steve Smith has a pretty famous assessment of Cooper Kupp out there. Where when Cooper Kupp, I think it was at the combine, going on and on about how Cooper Kupp was the best wide receiver in the draft. I don't know if you've seen that. So Steve Smith might know a little bit about wide receivers.
I think the Rams are probably going to go wide receiver high in the draft. It's just lately I tend to like to go with Ricky Pearsall in the second round if available. But you know, the last few mocks I've done, he's gone. This draft, he could have been available, but...
Yeah, there's a couple of wide receivers that may be getting overdrafted, and I'm not trying to be critical of them. I think they're going to be great NFL players, and that's Keon Coleman and Ricky Pearsall. You know, they're probably, I think, all, you know, they're early second round, mid-second round, and then everybody starts talking about them, and then you hear them going and... the late first, and then it kind of goes back the other direction. Yeah, we really love him, but still going early in the second round, which I don't know. I just think they're probably more, you know, mid-second round wide receivers, in my opinion. Okay, did we, where are we at? Did we, I lost track. Did we make our pick? We did not pick. What were we going to do here? Oh,
Was it Coker? Jalen Coker from Holy Cross, the wide receiver.
Okay, that's the pick. And we have one more pick left. And while that's running, let's look at this one more time. How many picks did we end up making? We got 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. And then we're going to come out of this with 12 players, which is, in this case, 12 is better than 14, in my opinion. And what did we have here? How many offense, defense we got? We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 defense. No tight ends, no quarter. And I just pointing this out, I don't think we should draft a tight end. And at this point, depending on what's going on with Stetson Bennett, we don't need to draft a quarterback. No tight ends, no quarterbacks.
Yes.
What other positions? At? No interior offensive linemen. Oh, you had talked about a kicker.
I would have to say right now, if I was to draft a quarterback, I would be looking for the kid from Western Kentucky. Very impressed with him.
Austin Reed?
Austin Reed, yeah. Is he on the board?
He's the high. Yes, he's the highest rated quarterback available. Let's go to all and see. Keith Randolph, the defensive lineman, still there. Isaiah Williams, the wide receiver. Brevin Spann, forward tight end. And, you know, when I say no tight end, no interior offensive lineman, and so on, when you get to this point in the draft, if there's a guy you like, I don't care what position he plays, you know, go ahead and grab him. But I don't think there's such thing as a bad seventh round draft pick, but then there's the kicker, you know, the kicker situation. So there's some good players still here. Bub Means is still available. Miles Murphy, the defensive lineman out of North Carolina. Proctor, the safety you had mentioned. Yeah, a lot of good players. Do you want me to filter by any particular position?
Yeah, let's go kicker. I think that's a big need.
I don't remember seeing Cameron Little and Harrison Mevis. Harrison Mevis, I have seen highly rated. I think I'm pretty sure if you looked at this a month ago, Will Reichard and Joshua Cardy were the 1-2 kickers, I thought.
Yes.
So there's been some shuffling here, and I don't know why. Mevis is highly regarded. What are you thinking here?
Oh, I like Little, the kid from Arkansas.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah.
Is that the selection?
Yeah, let's select him.
That'll wrap up our draft. We have Byron Murphy, the defensive lineman, Chop Robinson, the edge rusher. I'm going to look at this from a positional group, from a each level of the defense first. We got Byron Murphy on the interior defensive line. The next Aaron Donald, AD2. Can we call him that? Let's just start calling him AD2.
AD2, yes.
Chop Robinson, who seems to be some mixed opinions on him, but seems to have all the tools. I think the knock on him is he just didn't have the sack numbers that you would have expected.
Yes. Right.
But someone pointed out that they're having that argument somewhere. I forget where it was. And I believe Daniel Hunter had really poor production in college as well, his senior year. Someone can fact check me on that. I think that's the case. And then we have one cornerback, Cam Hart, who's a potential starter, another edge rusher, Brennan Jackson. Jackson's probably one of those, you know, could end up being not amounting to anything, but has a high ceiling as well. And we round out the safety group with Oladapo, and we get the linebacker you really like, McGee. So we really hit every position group.
Yes.
And then on the offense, we got added a lot of speed with Jalen Wright and Anias Smith.
Yeah.
And also added Travis Glover, an offensive tackle that you think down the road could contribute. The kicker, did I miss anybody? I think that kind of rounds it up. I didn't mention all these guys by names, but the two cornerbacks were, you know, the other cornerback was Jerrion Jones out of Florida State. A well-balanced draft, right?
I would be doing cartwheels if they ended up with a draft like this.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, you know, this is all about experimentation, science experiments. And I don't know if we've done this yet with Paul, where we stick at 19 and then trade up earlier into the second round, and or actually late in the first. And it is plausible that, you know, and the other thing that you have to make note of is that everybody talks about, well, trade up, trade back, do this, do that. Well, you know, it takes two to tango. And exactly. You never know if other teams, and if you really want to do something like this, then you may have to overpay. Mm-hmm. You know, in this case, Detroit may say, hey, we're glad to help you out here and do a trade, but it's not something we're eager to do. So you're going to have to throw in another fifth rounder or whatever, right?
Yes.
So I think the Rams are well positioned, though, to go in a lot of different directions in this draft.
Yeah. I just had one final thought on Chop Robinson. One of the reasons that made me change my mind on him, being down on him for lack of production, is looking at PFF, and he still has a very high grade for pass rush. He has a very high win rate, which means he's not necessarily sacking the quarterback, but he's creating havoc. He's creating pressure. And the other thing is, after watching some tape, is there's a lot of plays where he's so quick. He gets past the defensive tackle, and even if it's a running play, he disrupts the play and creates a no gain or a tackle for loss. And it kind of reminded me of Jadeveon Clowney when he came out. He would be playing defensive end, and he was so fast, he could be lined up on the outside shoulder of a tackle. And at the snap of the ball, he would be so quick, he could go right by the face of the tackle to the inside shoulder and get into the backfield and shut down and get a tackle for loss. And Chop Robinson is so fast off the line of scrimmage. I was seeing a lot of plays that he was disrupting running plays coming from the edge. He wasn't even an interior defender. And I'm saying if he could do that with the Rams, be a disruptor, similar to the way AD was on the interior, boy, that would really, he would be setting up his teammates for success, for shutting down certain plays or applying pressure on pass downs. He wouldn't necessarily have to come out and be a 10-sack guy to help the Rams create a lot of second and long, third and long plays to help them get off the field on third down. So
yeah, and pairing him with Byron Murphy, who, you know,
Byron Young?
Byron Murphy at the same time. Okay. I shouldn't say pairing, not really pairing.
Yeah.
But pairing, adding him in tandem with Byron Murphy on the interior. And Murphy could be an incredible player. He really could be. He could be the answer on the interior for this defensive line for the next 5, 6, 7 years.
Yeah.
And that's we need a difference maker there now, right? I mean, Kobe Turner is, but I still think we're pretty a little bit thin on the interior. And adding a guy that can solidify that group while at the same time putting someone like Chop Robinson on the field that can do what you just described, could take this defense, get this, and the secondary could be really, really good. Mm-hmm. So all that coming together could be really promising.
Yeah,
we just got to make sure Ernest Jones stays happy, right?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah. Okay, Scott, good draft. This was fun. We have less than 3 weeks left, so maybe we'll get in another one. I still want you and Paul on board either to do a draft together or have you draft and Paul comment, add some another level of, you know, commentary to each pick. Mm-hmm. And we got to do that sometime.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay, Scott, thanks for your time out here, and we'll do it again. This is Mock Draft. This is our 10th mock draft, not counting that multi-mock we did. Mock Draft number 10 in the books. And out here. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Great. Thanks, Mark.
that's going to do it for this episode. Remember, you can reach us at ramsuppodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel. Our handle is at laramsup.com. Till next time, keep the horns up, stay safe, and have fun out there.